Art. Fall is a great time for travel, and we're lucky to have a lot of great destinations right here in the upper Midwest. Larry Mueller here. Thank you so much for joining us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And thanks as well to Mary Bergen, who is a Madison-based travel writer specializing in Wisconsin and Midwest destinations. And thanks to her because she's with us today. You can find her writing on her website. Go to roadstraveled.com, www.roadstravel.com. I'm sure we have a link. I know we have a link on my website, on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. And Mary, it is always great to have you spend time with us.
Thanks, Larry. I feel the same way. And I love this topic. I love this topic because autumn is... It's a beautiful time for driving anyway, but but you know, you have the colors, the natural beauty, and then there, I think there are all kinds of ways to add other beautiful elements to an outing through rural art sculpture parks or rural art self-drive tours or special events that involve art. This is the time of year to do it, and this is the year of rural art in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's crazy. The Wisconsin Arts Board designated 2014 as the year, right?
I think so, yes.
And so it's a, I think it's a great time to think about those exhibits and festivals that are out there. And I know you focus on the North Woods and the Driftless area sometimes. And you did in an article you wrote. Why did you choose? Why did you choose those areas?
I had the good luck of spending some time up there and being able to meet a couple of the artists this year in the Cable area, and it made me think about how. And I knew this before intellectually, but it just kind of drove home the point that rural art is not all about chainsaw carvings and wildlife paintings. Mm-hmm. Those things are good, but there are other things too, and so. The rural art tours are a chance to find out more about that, visiting artists in their environment, typically their studio, watching them work or seeing various works in process.
So, and when you're talking about the things other than what you mentioned, you know, kind of give us a taste of what you're...
Well, I'm thinking of, in Cable, an artist I met who's... And we usually think of scrap iron kinds of art as being associated with the male artist, and that's not the case for the person I met in Cable.
She does also, art. She makes...
Right. She works with metals and also operates Dragonfly Studio. Now, I'm looking for her name here, of course. I don't want to just talk about her anonymously. Sarah Belbin. And so her studio is between Drummond and Cable. It's in the National Forest. You can see why the setting would be inspiring for any type of creative endeavor, including this. And in addition to working with... materials that I've already described, she's also become quite respected among Native American communities for her portraiture work and other work that reflects Native American heritage.
Mary Bergen, our guest today. I had my microphone down for just a second there. Mary is a Madison-based travel writer specializing in Wisconsin and Midwest destinations, talking about the year of rural art here in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Arts Board designated 2014 the year of it. There are some great organized tours that we're going to talk about, too. And I'd love to hear about some of the authors, some of the artists, the rural artists that... that work here in the state. I hope you'll join in at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you. Those tours that are you familiar with the tours?
They tend to begin in early October. And so the, and I have a list of them here. I can... And if there are others, of course, your listeners should let us know. But the Fresh Art Tour, October 3rd to 5th, is in the Lake Pepin, Chippewa Valley area, close to the Mississippi River, that type of thing. October 3rd and 5th also is the Hidden Studios Art Tour, where about 20 artists at 9 work studios along the Ice Age Trail in central Wisconsin open up their doors. October 4th and 5th, we have the Falling Leaves Art Studio Tour, northwestern Wisconsin. Over 40 artists, 14 studios.
Wow.
Yeah, and so, you know, there are, we can go on. A new event that I am intrigued with, I'm not sure I can get up there for it, but the Rural Arts Road Trip in Calumet County. Artists do their thing. Farmers open up their places. You have things to eat, buy materials to create your own art, watch artists at work. That's October 10 through 12. RuralArtsRoadTrip.com is where you learn more. The Fall Art Tour, October 17 to 19, one of the state's first rural art tours, is in the area very close to Madison, Baraboo, Dodgeville, Mineral Point, Spring Green, that area of southwest Wisconsin. The Northwoods Art Tour, October 10 through 12, concentrates on northeastern Wisconsin, Tomahawk, Mercer, Three Lakes, Presque Isle. The Earth, Wood, and Fire Artist Tour, October 25 to 26, is about southern Wisconsin, but more in the Cambridge, Fort Atkinson, Jefferson, Lake Mills area. And another event that's been around for a while, but it's not super, it's not as established as some of the others that I mentioned, is the Fermentation Festival in Reedsburg. And it is about food as well as art. But the really cool thing is they call it the 50-mile detour, D-T-O-U-R. And it takes you around the Reedsburg area to farm fields, and hopefully, good fall color, and there are all types of art installations in places you would least expect them.
Isn't it fun to go on those? I've been on some of the tours, and they're really a lot of fun.
I love seeing the unexpected in these rural areas, and I think it also does a lot of good to join the arts community with the farm community and the Reedsburg folks. It's just good all the way over, all the way around.
Yeah, we got together, a bunch of friends got together, and we had four cars, loads of people, and we just went and did the tour. And
did you do it last year or?
A year before.
Okay.
It was a year before, and I don't know why we didn't do it last year. It was really a lot of fun. And, of course, when 20 people or so come piling in, the artists are always happy to see you too.
Right. And sometimes there's performance art, yes. I understand. Like, somebody singing opera on a hay wagon or whatever. Mm-hmm. This year, Fermentation Fest is October 4 through 13. And I love the homepage of the website, fermentationfest.com, which has dozens of different kinds of shovels, all like sticking out of the ground, and a piece of art all on their own.
You know what? We're going to take some calls here and listen to Soldiers Grove coming up. But there's a place for you, too, if you have a question or maybe a suggestion, maybe an experience to share as we talk with our guest today, our Madison-based travel writer, Mary Bergen, as we visit about I was going to almost say air travel, but it's art travel in Wisconsin with her. Call us at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org and post on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Love to hear from you. Liz in Soldiers Grove, thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for allowing me to participate. I wanted everyone to take a tour this weekend to Soldiers Grove, Wisconsin, for the Driftless Area Art Festival. It's our 10th anniversary, and we were featured earlier on the Year of Rural Arts website. And the nice thing about this art festival is that it features artists from the Driftless area and the Driftless area only. So we have 80 visual artists, we have live music, and even our food booths, which feature local and organic offerings, give you great examples of the wonderful creativity in the Driftless area.
Well, that sounds wonderful, doesn't it?
That's one of the best parts of the state to take a drive in, period. And you add something like this, and they're, it's really a good thing.
Now, people, Liz, people are saying, oh, wait a minute, now, where was this? What did she say? So
I said Soldiers Grove, Wisconsin, where the art festival is happening Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sunday from 10 to 4. Our website is driftlessareaartfestival.com, and we have a Facebook page.
Excellent. So driftlessarea.com?
Driftlessareaartfestival.com.
Oh, sorry. Okay, there we go. Well, thank you, Liz. I appreciate it. It sounds like a lot of fun.
It does.
It will be. All right.
They've been doing it for 10 years, so they probably got it down pretty good now by this time. Thank you. Patricia in Shatek. Hi, thank you for calling.
Yes, this is Patricia Mayhew-Ham. I'm an artist from Shatek, and we're having our annual Art Meander next weekend.
Oh.
And she doesn't have that on her list.
So tell us about that. Art Meander, is it the same type of concept? Patricia,
mm-hmm.
How many artist studios are open and what kind of area are you looking at?
It runs the Highway 53 corridor. It starts about in Bloomer and goes up to Spooner.
Oh, that's a pretty area of the state.
Yeah, and I'm just driving it now and it's beautiful. The trees are changing. It's I think there's 9 studios open and probably about, I don't know exactly how many artists, probably 20 artists.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
And
yeah.
we have a winery in Bloomer. The O'Neill Creek Winery is open in Bloomer.
So now, do you have a website or a place where people can go for more?
Yes, Art Meander.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they can go to call me because I don't know if I have it. It's artmeander.com.
Artmeander.com.
Right.
And if somebody puts in Art Meander in Bloomer or Spooner or something, you're going to get, that's going to pop up.
I hope so.
Patricia, I would bet.
They can also email me or call me and I will send the information on to them.
All right. Well,
when I think of that, go ahead.
We're going to be on TV in the channel WAU in a few minutes about it.
Sounds good.
Excellent. And if you get a chance, why don't you post something on my Facebook page? Just go to The Larry Mueller Show. And that same goes to the earlier caller. Post a note on my Facebook page so others can see it.
Okay, we can do that.
Yeah, just go to The Larry Mueller Show Facebook page.
Okay, all right, we can do that.
All right, great. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate the call.
When I think of that area, I think about there's a really good bakery in Bloomer. And Spooner, I think it's just called the Spooner Farm Market, a wonderful local foods restaurant. And I remember going to, I think it was like an old one-room school or three-room school, whatever it is, in the general vicinity, closer to Spooner, I think, that has... it's just filled with art. It was a wonderful surprise. I love being surprised when I travel.
You know, the first interview I ever did on the road, way back when I was wet behind the ears yet, was in Spooner, Wisconsin. I went and covered the Spooner Sheep Day. And did a couple of interviews with my little tape recorder and brought them back to Madison and we played them.
Sounds like a precious memory. Well, you have me thinking about the New York Times article that just ran about the llama run Llama Run. Where was it? Is it like Hammond?
Yes, I think it's Hammond. Somebody call in if you know the particulars on the Llama Run.
Yeah, it was a great article and something I hadn't heard of.
Well, I've never forgotten the Spooner Sheep Day because I chose to interview one of the people. We were standing outside and it was windy, and I chose to set him right next to some pine trees, and I held the mic too far away. So It sounds like all you hear is his voice sort of in a storm, and you hear the rustling, you know, how pine trees sound when the wind is blowing through them. It was quite an unforgettable experience.
Yeah, I'm sure you're being a little harsh on yourself. It was probably better.
Oh, it was fun. I remember that. Oh, man. We have more callers online. You can join in at 1-800-642-1234. I'm Larry Mueller. My guest today, Mary Bergen. Carl Christensen, our on-air producer here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Right now, we're talking about some great destinations right here in our own state with travel writer Mary Bergen. Again, you can join in at 1-800-642-1234. Zeroing in a bit on air travel, excuse me, on art travel, I should say, not air travel, but places we can go to see rural art and all of the festivals. There are many great festivals going on right now, and certainly we'd love to hear about them as well. So 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. And there's an upcoming activity about article that you have coming up about unexpected rural sculpture parks. You've got something coming
up. That's my column topic for this weekend. So I haven't posted it on my website yet because I always let my paying newspaper editors take a crack at it first.
Sure.
But it'll be up online fairly soon. But what I look at are some of these free admission rural art parks that are not just in Wisconsin, but also, in other Midwest locations. The one I mention in Wisconsin is Jurassic Park near Marshfield.
Mm.
And a retired attorney and his wife, a retired nurse, have great fun with the sculptures made out of cast-off iron pieces in this park. Huge dragon-like figures and things that are very small that you can purchase. It's a wonderful stop.
And we have a post on my Facebook page, at the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page, a photo mm-hmm. of some sculptures that really are beautiful.
I can see that. And that's from the, it's Woodland Gardens. It's in the town of Wilson in Sheboygan County, not far from Major Lee's restaurant. If any of you know where that is, it's a wonderful place to eat. But this is one of these outsider art installations. Outsider art being that which is created by someone with no formal art training.
This is gorgeous.
Yeah, concrete in a lot of respects, and in this case, Native American figures, other figures in a wooded area. It will look beautiful in another couple of weeks with the change of colors. And of course, the Kohler Foundation is a champion for these causes, finding those that require and are deserving of preservation, including this one, James Tellon Woodland Sculpture Garden, I think is what it's called, and others throughout the, not just throughout the state, but the country. KohlerFoundation.org is a website to learn more about that.
Well, it's really beautiful, and they're located there. Pretty much you'll find them around the state, won't you?
Right. I think one of the better known ones is Wisconsin Concrete Park near Phillips,
yes.
Right. That was, I think, among the first that the Kohler Foundation found in disrepair, stabilized the site, and then found a steward of it, steward for it, rather. So it's not the foundation's goal to own all these things, but just to find them and
preserve them for you and me.
Right.
It's wonderful. Jeannie and Eau Claire thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I would just like to drum up a little business for a local art fair that's going on in the Cadott area. It's called the Yellowstone Road Art Trail, and it's a number of artists and artisans who are setting up at different locations throughout the area along where the road used to be, where people would travel toward Yellowstone Park. And we're set up on Friday and Saturday from 10 to 6.
Now that's this Friday? Tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow, yep. Tomorrow and Saturday from 10 to 6. And there are different artist types, everything from paintings to textures to wood to kolaches even. So,
wow. Kolaches.
Kolaches, homemade. They're
fresh.
So, if people want to come out, enjoy the scenery in the area, and enjoy local handcrafted items, please do so.
You know, and if you can, and again, as I mentioned to a couple of other people, if you want to post a note on my Facebook page about the event today,
okay.
Please do. Just go to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page, and you can post there. And you know, I'd just as soon give a little support here and publicity to these great events. They're wonderful.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Judy, for calling. Appreciate it. Randy in Eau Claire, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi there.
So you were at the Llama Run?
Yes, yes. My wife and I went to the Llama Run. It was a really good time. They've got some local art that they have for sale there, and you know, just kind of some food trucks and stuff like that, and then I think it was about noon, 1 o'clock, they had the Llama Run, which is really an interesting thing to see. It's kind of more of a llama pull than a llama run. They actually kind of have to pull them down the street. They're not real interested in running the direction that you want them to go, but we had a really good time there.
Oh, I love it.
How many llamas would you guess?
I would say there was probably 20 or so, and then they had, you know, they had different heats where, you know, they'd take off, and then the winner of one heat would move on to the next, and they had, you know, big llamas and little tiny baby llamas. And, you know, the kids got to pet them and everything. And everybody really, really is a really cool local thing that they do there. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, it sounds great. Randy, thanks for cluing us in. When was it? It was
This past Sunday.
This past Sunday. Uh-huh. Oh, okay. we just missed
Saturday.
It. Okay. Yep. So, thanks, Randy.
I'm putting that on my list. Must-go-to list.
That sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Well, a lot of fun to watch. I don't know if I want to be pulling a llama around.
I wouldn't have. Well, you know, it makes me think of a holiday parade that includes the 4-H kids bringing their llamas, and they all walk real nice. I wouldn't think it's not like a big race, but training like any other.
For some reason, it reminded me of the Beethoven's Fifth Run, which is actually in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Hmm.
And it's done to raise money, I believe, for the local public radio. And the runners start in some spot, and all along the line, people turn their radios on to the station, and they start Beethoven's Fifth.
Huh.
And the goal is to finish the race before the Beethoven's Fifth finishes.
Oh, okay.
And so
you wonder about the minds that come up with these ideas. I think it's great.
I always thought it'd be great to do it here in Wisconsin. Anyway, oh boy, Terry in Wautoma, your turn. Thanks for calling, Terry.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Well, I can't say that we have any llamas or other animals around here in Wautoma, but we are going to have an event. It's actually a fundraiser and silent auction. We found 30 retro chairs in the basement of the Wautoma Senior Center that had been down there since forever. Hmm. And we put out a call to area artists to come and pick one up, and we were immediately flooded. All 31 chairs were gone within 2 weeks. And now the event is coming up on November 1st. It's going to be a sit-down dinner, wandering minstrel, wine tasting, and a meet and greet of all of these fantastic artists. Larry, I'm going to post this up on your Facebook page.
Good.
So people can look at the chairs. And we're calling it the first annual Chair-ity, Black Tie Gala and Silent Auction, and that's in Wautoma,
nice.
Wisconsin.
So we'll see the chairs.
You'll be able to see the chairs. And I'll post the link up to our Facebook page. And also there's information there if you'd like to attend. But we'd love to have people come and see these. They are coming back in from the artists, and they're absolutely remarkable. What you can do with a chair is amazing.
So what are the chairs made of, and are they auctioned? Do they still look like chairs?
Yes, they definitely still look like chairs. They are molded plastic with chrome armrests, and they were made in the 1950s by Borg Warner, which now is a automotive aftermarket manufacturer of other types of plastics. But back then, and it's stamped right on the bottom of the chair, is the Borg Warner name. And yes, they will be auctioned. It's a silent auction. So while we have all of the other festivities going that evening, people will be able to, we're having a wine tasting, so you can get a little taste of wine and wander around and look at all of the chairs and then place your bid if you're interested. We've also gotten sponsors from the community. This really has turned into a community event. Business sponsors have stepped up to each business having sponsored an artist and their chair.
Oh.
So it's just been a wonderful thing to spearhead for me.
Wow, it sounds great, Terry. I'm glad you're going to post something up on the page. I want to see what one of these chairs looks like.
Right, me too. Me too.
You'll be amazed. I'm telling you, you'll be amazed. I will do that in just a little bit, Larry. And thank you so much, both for having me on and for the program as well.
I appreciate your visit. Thank you so much, Terry. Gosh, you can join in too, by the way, 1-800-642-1234. Appreciate your call. And let's go to Lynn in Lake Forest, Illinois. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Larry, and thank you for taking my call. And I wanted to tell Mary that I'm a faithful reader of her columns in the travel section of the Chicago Tribune on Sunday.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
Quite often I clip them and pass the information along to others and so forth. But in any case, and just a reminder that this weekend is Green County Cheese Days in Monroe.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. It's on my list. I'll be there.
I wanted to mention of the Kettle Moraine Studio Tour, which is in the southern Kettle Moraine, and that's coming up the weekend of October 11th and 12th. From 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and it's really, we've been there several times. The brochure is very helpful. They have a map showing the various studio locations. It's very accessible from, I would say, certainly Milwaukee and Madison and lots of other points, too, because it's right in the area south of I-94 and highways 83 and 67. So almost directly south of Oconomowoc. And they have different, a lot of sculpture, wearable fiber art, as well as paintings and photographs and so forth. The brochure is very helpful because it has the pictures of the various artwork
things.
And identifies the artist, so you can sort of pick, you know, where you might want to go. But the other part of it is it's right adjacent to Old World, Wisconsin. So if somebody's idea of fun is not going to art studios, you know, all ad infinitum, they can take in Old World, Wisconsin, or Lapham Peak State Park is near.
Mm-hmm.
Ten Chimneys is right in the area, Genesee Depot.
Lots to see there.
And I think there is, too.
And also, they list places to eat. So if you're, you know, get hungry, everything from a frozen custard and I think whales to the general store in LaGrange, which we were to, which is a lot of fun.
The general store, yes, that is a great little destination that is easily overlooked if you're just driving and you don't think
right.
too much about it. Doesn't look
plain and you
yeah.
know, but it's just a delightful place.
I
the
agree.
Place that we really enjoyed the most was the it's called Eccentrics, and it's an odd spelling, XN-TRIX Studio. But it's near Palmyra, but in the country. It's up against Old World, Wisconsin on the, what I would say, southwest edge of Old World, Wisconsin. The scenery is spectacular, and up against a big hill called Tower Hill. Just really wonderful rural setting with a beautiful garden and a weathered barn as well as the house and so on. But the piece they have pictured here, Tom Rauschke, does wood sculpture, and Karen Wyken does a metal sculpture. But they have other guest artists there in their barn studio also who work in other media.
Mm-hmm.
When you Isn't talk cool? about Palmyra, it makes me think about the Trout House, which is a great... not fine dining restaurant. I mean, you don't have to dress up to go there, but there's I would compare it to like, I don't know. I want to say like the Wild Rice, but the Wild Rice in Bayfield is a kind of a dressy place, but it's just lots of windows and it's on a trout farm near
yeah.
Palmyra.
Yes.
A nice place to go for a dinner and enjoy a fall drive.
Lynn mentioned fiber art, and you know I really enjoy that and wearable fiber art. One of my good friends, who actually used to host this program with me, Jeannie Dosh Weymouth.
Oh, uh-huh.
It just makes these wonderful creations, artistic creations, both for hanging on a wall, but then also for wearing dresses and things that are really pieces of art. I mean, they're just beautiful,
mm-hmm.
wonderful to. Wonderful to see.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate your call very much. I want to give Karen and Washburn a chance. Washburn's another favorite place of mine. Hi, yeah. Karen.
Hi, Larry. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. I just came into Washburn from Herbster, all these cute little towns up on Lake Superior.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you brought up Applefest.
No, we have not brought up
nope,
Applefest.
Haven't talked about Applefest yet.
Have you both been there?
We have, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, that's coming up, and that's the first weekend in October, and I believe they start putting up art and food and entertainment Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I just didn't know if you wanted to mention that, and I just think that it was a great year at Big Top.
Yeah.
I volunteered up there, and I... just don't know how many people know how wonderful that is, connected with Bayfield and Washburn and Ashland.
Well, you're right about Applefest, and Karen, if you want to post something on my Facebook page, please feel free.
Just thank
to,
you
to go ahead and post it. I'd love it, and I appreciate your call. I want to give Jerry a chance to join in from Fort Atkinson because I don't know anything about what he's going to be talking about. Jerry, hi.
Hello there. Hey, I just saw I passed something on. It's going on right down the road from me over here in Fort Atkinson this weekend. It's called a welding rodeo. it's called Arts and Sparks in the Park. And what it is, there's approximately eight teams. And last weekend they went over to Lorman's Scrap Metal, which is a scrap metal dealer here in Fort. And they picked out their metal starting at 8 o'clock. Either Saturday or Sunday. If it rains on Saturday, it'll be on Sunday because they don't really want you want to use the welding equipment in the rain.
Standing out in the rain.
But basically, that start at 8 o'clock in the morning, roughly, and by 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the afternoon, they're done. And you can watch art being created, and they make these wonderful big metal art sculptures, and then it's all judged by the people that are there. And it's just fantastic. So, you know, in one day, and it's right in Ralph Park, it's free, and there's plenty of, if you bring kids along, there's plenty of stuff for the kids to do. But it's just, let's see, I'm going to grab this real quick here. Anybody wants further info? I'm not involved with this, so I haven't prepared anything here. You can get a hold of what they call the Fort Arts Council.
The Fort Arts? Yep.
Fort Arts Council. It's one word, all small, .org. And I'm sure they have a lot more information than I do. But
sounds like a lot of fun to me.
I wonder how big those sculptures get.
Yeah, you wonder.
If they get really big, you know, if they keep them there, the bigger they get, unlike the snow festivals where you carve things and it will melt eventually. Yeah.
Welding Rodeo. Jerry, thank you. And Reed in Clintonville, thank you for calling. Hi.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Say, I just wanted to put in a plug for the Wisconsin Arts Board. You'd mentioned it at the beginning of the program. And Wisconsin Arts Board several years ago now had their budget cut practically to the bone. And yet they, and consequently they had to cut staff, in fact. But they have done an outstanding job in the face of huge budget cuts and worked with artists across the state. And if people are interested in Wisconsin Arts Board, they can just Google it. It's a state agency. I think down to maybe two or three people now, but they have done a yeoman's job for the arts across the state, and I thank them because they have done things for me.
Well, I appreciate that, and Mary, I think you agree.
Oh, sure, and you have me thinking about this website. I think it's called portalwisconsin.org or .com.
Portalwisconsin.org, I believe it is.
Yeah, a good place to go for if you are an artist and looking for possible outlets for work or grants or.
And there are, I'm telling you, as we listen to all today, and there's a whole bunch more people who have gone on Facebook who have commented, some emails. And I was just thinking, the other day I got some books from Paul Dominguez, who is an artist in Watertown, sent some photos. And actually, he does a lot of work on kind of reclaimed wood, and he does pencil work. And he doesn't know this, but I bought one of his pieces a while back at an art fair in Watertown a year or so ago, a year and a half ago, and it's spectacular. Three owls that appear to be looking out of these boards.
And so pencil work, not
the colored pencil. Yeah, it's just beautiful stuff. Anyway, he, along with thousands of others, we are an artistic state.
I think so. I think so. And we also have our character and characters that we show off through our art.
Yeah, absolutely. This has been a lot of fun, Mary. I hope you'll come back and do this again.
You betcha.
Oh, and what's your site again, Mary?
RoadsTravel.com. RoadsTravel.
Yeah. Mary, go to that site. Take a look at it. Mary Bergen. She'll be back and we'll talk some more with her. Boy, well, that was a lot of fun. It really was.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.